Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 109. That's right, 109 episodes already.
No, this will, can't be.
It's not.
It can't be.
This will be released July 20th, 2025. Like us and share us on all the socials. You can commonly find us on TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. Excellent. Email Bill and Steve. They'd love to hear your thoughts. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. I'm Malia, the girl co-host, introducing the guys you've all been waiting for. Here's the Three Fat Truckers. Bill, take it away.
What's happening, everybody? I'm Bill.
And I'm the guy that's trying not to walk all over Malia and make her laugh, but
I think you're on the wrong microphone, Dave.
Hi, guys. Noticed. How you doing today?
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, I got it, buddy. I figured it out.
Did you figure it out?
How can you figure it out?
You're on the wrong mic, Steve. Dave.
Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, we should just probably.
Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
God, you'd think we'd have this down, but nah. Nah, it ain't going to happen. Oh, geez.
Every day.
What's no. that?
I said technology changes every day.
You're on the wrong mic, Dave.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, I keep saying that, and you're doing nothing about it. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, yeah, 109, dadgum, 109 episodes. Almost 110 times we've done, actually more than 110 times we've done this, because we've had a couple of do-overs and a couple of this, that, and the other. You'd think we'd know what we're doing by now, but now, as with most things on the computer, they move the goalpost on you constantly. But yeah, here we are.
Test.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
I'm out of buttons.
I see.
He's out of buttons.
He's the one on your shirt.
I don't know why we didn't notice this in the pre-show. Oh, gee whiz.
Because he messes around too much.
Yeah, well, he was late coming. He's usually the first one in the stream there, but whatever. We'll be all right. We'll put it together. Yeah, as we said, 110 episodes.
109.
Get a hold of us. 3fattruckers@gmail.com. We were 3FT podcast, or well, show at 3ftpodcast.org. We're changing that to 3.
Doing a little revamping.
Yeah, we're doing a little revamping, you know, as we learn how things work, and we learn how to put this together in a little bit better way. We've figured out that it's just some things are better just left the way they are. So yeah. Hey.
I found a tab on here that gets that hides the menu.
Ooh.
Now nice. I can see what I'm typing.
Yeah. So email the show, 3ftpodcast@gmail.com. Look us up on all the socials. We're everywhere. We are streaming live on Facebook right now. Nobody's actually watching because I don't know that anybody knew it was happening. But yeah, every Saturday at 7 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time, Facebook, be there and be square. But anyway, so where did everybody go this week? What did everybody do? Crickets.
I went to Port Clayton. I went for a walk on the beach. I had bologna sticks, which I'm surprised you two got.
My wife had some Dave's bologna sticks this morning.
So you mean like a pickled sausage? Or?
No, fried bologna sticks. I sent pictures.
Oh,
today.
Fried bologna sticks. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were like the little bologna bites, right? I saw that. Oh, I thought so I am. Good.
It wasn't where you took the hot dog and cut it four ways like it's an octopus.
No.
Okay.
It was something they were not actually on a stick, right? They were like little bite sized. No, I thought
they would be, so we didn't really know.
They look good though.
Mm-hmm. They were delicious. And I had them with the cheese, the beer cheese.
Well, it looked like something you could dip in sauce and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, the tables around us, they were going to order them, but they didn't know what they were going to be. And then they seen ours come, and then everyone started ordering them. So every table around us ordered.
Pump the brakes. when did they come? After the dessert?
No, before. I ordered them first. No dessert on this trip.
So when you're not with me, you act like a normal fucking person.
Here, I'm sending a picture of them in a group here. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at 3.
No, I don't want to see. Nope. I like the cheesecake.
That's in our put it on the Facebook group there. That way everybody can see. Yeah, that looks good. It almost looks like ham, really, when you're taking a bite out of them. But I mean, I guess in a picture, Offland does.
It was so good.
But yeah, what about you, Dave? Where'd you go?
Alabama and Connecticut.
You are on one of your webcam microphones.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, the other one's not being recognized right now, and I don't feel like taking it apart.
Well, we can understand you. So, and by we, I mean everybody. It's fine. So, no, I went, gosh, I've been to Texas to, God, I don't even remember where I went. But,
I feel you, Bill. I went from the couch to the chair to the kitchen chair and then back to the couch.
Yeah,
well, I went to Tennessee this week, too, so I got around this week.
You know you can't post a picture on live chat on Facebook?
Huh.
What's that?
Posted in there as a comment.
Picture on the live chat, and it won't let me.
Oh.
Only text.
No, that's not a real thing. It's, and I don't know if this show even exists because I can't get to it.
Well, I had to shut one down the other day because they were trying to sell shit on our page. And I do monitor that stuff. And I
you
will,
sell shit on our page. I will disown you. You're going down. We're taking you out.
So what'd you buy?
I didn't buy nothing.
Oh. Well, that ought to be buying something. Come on. If they're going to sell you, at least give it a check it out.
Oh, they were selling a whole air conditioning system for your truck.
Oh.
Oh, my truck's got air conditioning. Came out of the factory with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, well, we got a little bit of news. We got a little bit of, what do we got, Steve? What did you put in for this week?
Oh, it's been so hot. We're going to talk about how you stay cool. And then we got the all infamous, famous three headlines. Which one's true?
All right. Well, I guess we can start off with a little bit of news there. Million verdict against Warner Enterprises overturned more than a decade after fatal I-20 crash. You want to go ahead and take this one, Malia?
Oh, you want me to read it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I was going to let
the long one.
She was going to let the digital thing run it. AI.
Is it gonna?
Well, I don't know. I have to turn it back on now because I turned it off because Bill was reading it. How come Bill got quiet? We can't hear him.
No, Bill. I'm trying to figure something out here. That's why I told Malia to read it.
Well, Malia, go ahead and read it.
I was going to say, what are we? Am I doing it then? Or
yeah, can you see it?
Come on, Granny, get your glasses on.
As soon as I get
it, is the best kind of contact. Come on.
All right. So this is going to be the $90 million verdict against Warner Enterprises, overturned more than a decade after a fatal I-20 crash. It was published July 17, 2025 by Wimberly Patton. A $90 million verdict, it's like $90 million verdict awarded to a family injured in a crash with a Warner Enterprises semi has been overturned more than a decade after a fatal accident. The December 2014 crash happened on Interstate 20 near Odessa, Texas, when an F-150 pickup truck lost control on an icy conditions and crossed the center median, where it was struck by an oncoming semi truck operated by Warner Enterprises. The accident severely injured two children in the Blake family and took the life of another. The Blake family then sued Warner and truck driver Shiraz Ali and settled with the pickup driver, truck driver, Trey Solanas before trial. A district court jury initially found Warner employees other than Shiraz liable for 70% of the accident and found Ally liable for 14%. Salinas was determined to be 16% liable for the accident, and the Blake family was awarded nearly $90 million in May of 2018. $68 million of which was awarded to one of the children that was rendered a quadriplegic. Say that word for me, guys.
Quadriplegic.
As a result of the crash, according to the Dallas Express. Warner and the Ally appealed to the 14th District Court of Appeals in Houston, where the initial decision was affirmed. Warner and Ally then petitioned for a review in the state Supreme Court. On June 27th of this year, the Texas Supreme Court chose to rule in favor of Warner and Ally, dismissing and reversing the judgment by the initial jury and the Court of Appeals. Chief Justice Jimmy Locke wrote the following opinion on the reversal ruling. This awful accident happened because of an out-of-control vehicle suddenly skidded across a wide median and struck the defendant's truck before he had time to react as he drove below the speed limit in his proper lane of traffic. Blacklock wrote, that singular and robustly explanatory fact fully explains why the accident happened and who was responsible for the resulting injuries. The sole proximate cause of the accident and these injuries was the sudden, unexpected hurling of the victim's vehicle into the oncoming traffic, for which the defendants bore no responsibility. The statement continues, Warner and Ally have been released from the legal liability in the eyes of Texas courts.
So what is this saying?
So what this is about?
They awarded the $90 million to them now, or they took it back?
No, this has been the hot topic all week on all the truck shows and everything. What happened is, yes, they were awarded and they won $90 million. They appealed it. Warner said, no, they're going to fight it all the way. Them and the driver had nothing to do with it. Exactly. And they fought it since 2014, spent millions of dollars to get the whole thing overturned. So
it is now overturned.
It's overturned. They threw it out. There's no... They
so the family the doesn't judgment. Get that money.
Nope. They overturn the judgment.
I don't know how when it says right there explicitly for the definition of what happened, anytime anybody loses control of your vehicle, it's your problem, not the person you're hitting.
They have those process attorney laws.
Ambulance chasers.
The juries are just giving ungodly money. A kid is crippled. One kid died. And so they went.
And it's sad, but I'm sorry. That's not.
Yeah, And that's the reason
it we just burns my ass when they want to do that kind of shit. I mean,
so the big talk was Warner fought it out. They spent millions to fight this in 2014, and they won. But it's still sad because Riley couldn't have fought it for 2014 and spent millions to do it. So I'm glad somebody stood up and started a role. Like I said, all these suits have to go to court. They should never be settled out of court. So because
you have the ambulance chaser friggin' lawyers, and you know exactly the one I'm talking about. The billboards you see, I'm not going to mention it who it is, but all the billboards say, "Were you in a truck wreck? Well, I'll get you millions." Well, what if it wasn't the truck's fault? Well, you know, is he going to represent? Is he
we live in a world
the truck driver then
take...
also that
it
was
don't
in the
matter
wreck
if it was
and
their
wants
fault
to
or
millions
not
for the car? You know, it's just. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so Warner actually fought this. This has been the hot news all week on all the truck shows, everything. And everybody's been talking about it because Warner didn't give up, because most companies would have gave up, used the insurance money, settled out of court, you know, paid the $90 million. I bet they spent probably $50 million just to get it overturned. But it has to be a stop. So,
oh, yeah. Oh yeah, they still come out ahead, probably.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely. But it also shifts accountability. Like their driver is now released of liability. The other driver was released of liability.
Yeah,
and the blame's now shifted to where it rightfully goes, and the accountability to the person who caused the accident.
Yeah, so, it's a bad accident. Accidents happen.
Absolutely. And it's like I lost control. Well, I wasn't driving, but my oldest daughter was. But we lost control coming back from Michigan. It was snowing. It was a normal, like, lose control. And we spun around and hit the guardrail and stuff. Didn't hit any other vehicles. We went off the side and everybody was okay. But had we, it would have been our fault.
Yeah,
you know,
we lost control. I had one in the semi where I was going north on 75 there at Dayton. It was snowing like hell. I was in the far left lane going 40 mile an hour. Here comes a Ford Ranger off of I-70 to get on northbound I-75 and loses control. And I T-bone him and shove him down the road for a ways till I could get stopped. And it was all his fault because he lost control of his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's dinging?
Dave, stop. Dave. He's,
Dave. Ding-a-ling.
Ding-ding.
Dave's having some technical difficulties here.
Dave having difficulties. When doesn't he?
Microphone not working, so it's his webcam microphone picking him up. It is what it is. Sometimes this stuff happens.
Sometimes it's smooth, and we want to know what that's like. But there's other times it's a little
rough. Almost never know what that's like. But that's fine. I invite anybody to start one of these shows up and try to do better.
Oh,
I will tell you.
I bet you have not had that Bucky's outfit on. Again, as hot as it's been.
Not lately, no, but I haven't hung there, so I can remember to.
Well, it's way cooler today.
Are you?
It's kind of. Do you think we're going to get sued because my shotgun's by it?
Probably not.
It's not pointing at it.
Don't like you have a story
like,
about Bucky?
Like it's hanging on the thing, on the wall.
Don't you have a beaver. About Bucky's?
The beaver
you
stop?
A story about Bucky's?
Well, I you, seen this thing and I was, yeah, let me pull it up here. I don't know where I seen it pop up, but I thought it was interesting because we talk about the beaver stop a lot, but there's one. So Palmer Lake, Colorado. There's a controversy going on. There's a cowboy who is, it's like him versus the Beaver Stop gas station. They're in a big dispute because they don't want the Beaver Stop to go up out there. And so they're in a big dispute out there. And this cowboy is upset. He does not want them moving in there and ruining the scenery and what it looks like out there. So I haven't looked the area up or pictures or anything. I didn't know if you guys have drove through there, but Palmer Lake, Colorado. Are you guys familiar with the area?
Not particularly as such, but it sounds like what when they were building the SDI around Columbia City here in Indiana, there was a lot of people that threw a fit because they didn't like something like that going in. And one of the most vocal people was a rancher that had some property right there, and their argument was that they wouldn't like the way it looked in the area. But the truth was, you know, that they had more personal reasons for that going in.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to wonder how much. I'm not saying these people are full of shit or anything, but usually when you get down to it, their argument has more to do with something more personal, to do with their
property values
and whatnot, and the zoning.
Well, they're arguing about water too, that
the
beaver stock could consume too much water out there.
That town there is between just south of Denver and north Colorado Springs, as I looked it up there.
Okay.
Yeah, they had the same complaint in Butler when they built Butler originally. They were having the same problem. Oh, we don't want that in our backyard.
Well, same thing with the wind turbines, solar farms. It doesn't matter.
What about that giant?
Everybody's got something against something.
What about that giant flea market they just built down there in Kentucky? They call it a battery.
Did they really?
It's not a flea market yet.
Where's that at?
Oh, the big battery factory for the EV vehicles that they're building down there on, 65?
Right. It's where the TA is, and the Petro, and the Loves, and the Truck Wars, and they built the new overpass, and that giant factory they built right outside of Louisville.
Gigantic factory.
Haven't been over that way.
Yeah, you have. Well, you ain't been up 65 in a while. You always go 75. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big e-vehicle thing, and
four years.
It was enormous project, and I remember I was talking to Dave on the phone. I was like, "Yeah, you watch in 10 years, that's going to be the biggest flea market in Kentucky."
They got a couple big ones down here. Trust me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that's a huge cultural thing down there, and
the batteries will be out of business. Nobody's buying electric cars.
It's all a bunch of bullshit. Now, when they out
when the car takes the crap, or they got to pay $10,000 to scrap it.
Well, yeah, that and about a dozen other things. Yeah,
like I told you, unless you can switch the battery, literally pull it out, put a new one in, that battery thing is never going to work, because you can't sell them used. Nobody's going to want to spend that kind of money to put a new battery in.
And by the way, the e-vehicles have not come along to save our environment. They came along to save the auto industry. I'm sorry. It's a lot of bullshit, and people need to just stop. And of the four of us, I am probably, I've been accused of it, and it's true, I'm probably the most liberal of the four of us, and even I will tell you.
We just call you a liberal.
Well, even I will admit that that's e-vehicles are a joke. They're a half measure. They're a bullshit measure, just like everything else. What you got there, Dave?
I got something that you don't need a e-vehicle. I got clean fire diesel fuel additives.
Sweet. I just see some of that the other day.
Clean fire? Tell me more, Dave.
Well, we'll let the girl tell you. She's got it down.
Oh, I'm going to tell. I got it down, guys. Under the bus. No, you got to go over their website, get a clean fire diesel fuel additive.
See how she goes into the Delilah mode.
3FT.
Yeah.
Put in the 3FT. What is it?
The website?
The code. Truckers. Yeah, 3 fat truckers.
If you put in 3 fat truckers, you get a $10 discount on a case.
Yes, sir.
Use our name.
Yes, ma'am.
Stop by, check it out, guys.
Yeah.
Girls.
And
whatever we got listening tonight.
Why would anybody want to buy that stuff, Dave?
Why? Because it keeps your engine from gelling. It increases your fuel mileage. It thins your fuel. It
makes it purr like a kitty.
Oh, I thought that was the stuff you put on your ribs. No, that's the other bottle you got.
It gives you more lubricity, right, Dave?
That's lubricity.
Right. I like lubricity. You never know. Sometimes you got to spit on it, and it's better just to use the clean fire.
We're not talking about Hakatua.
Hakatua. There we go.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't know, but I need some more jokes in here, Steve. Come on.
Just watch out for the kiss cam, would you?
Yeah, that's...
I knew what you guys would bring that up.
That is the new viral thing. They are AI-ing the shit out of that. That guy's doing the market.
I mean, well, come on. How stupid do you got to be to duck and hide? And just like, why
her,
didn't you just stand there normal?
Kissed her on the cheek and
never
would have
went
on.
Viral. It might made the show. Yeah. If
I was watching the...
I think it was one of them where he just couldn't find a way to tell his wife.
Yeah.
Well, he's got one
what
now.
Happens, happens.
Well, the MasterCard cards won.
So
you know,
wrong.
Coldplay tickets, $100.
For those of you that are not huge into TikTok, we're not
TikTok, dude. It's
everywhere.
If you're not into any of that,
everywhere.
There was what we're talking about is this viral thing where a couple got caught. Okay, so it's an AI company, and they were out at a game. It was, what kind of game was it?
They were at a Coldplay concert.
Yeah,
and they did a kiss cam going around the building, and they got on this couple.
They're married. Just not to each other.
And Coldplay goes, look, we got a embarrassed couple, or they're cheating on each other, right?
They're shy.
Sure enough, they were right.
And then I'm watching the Baltimore, you know who the Baltimore guy that does the little, what's the guy's
called? Mascots. I've seen them, they got their own with each other.
And the camera gets
on them and they start hiding.
AI too. It's so funny.
Well, then they're doing all the AI stuff, putting words in the guy's mouth, and there's a picture of him. He says, excuse me, and it's all AI. He's like, I did not give you permission to put me on the national news when I'm cheating on my wife.
Good luck with that, brother.
I'm going to sue you.
The one I've seen is Trump and Hillary, and they're on there, and the camera shows up there, and then they try shining
them
light. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. AI is
well,
going crazy.
If you didn't want to get on the kiss cam, you shouldn't have been standing there that way either. Like, I mean, they were like anyone running the kiss cam would have did the same thing, put it on them.
Yeah,
they looked like a cute couple until you realize they weren't a couple, and they were.
What drove it home was all of it was a company outing, and all the other people in the company outing just
didn't know. I mean, they're there with them.
He's
CEO and she's head of HR.
Yeah. Couple of higher ups there. Yeah,
that's everywhere.
We probably fired people from dating guys in the office.
Well, something like that can take down a company, though, you know.
Be careful, people, with those kiss cams.
Take down a marriage.
Or maybe just don't cheat on your wife and husband, you know. Let's
be the better lesson, right?
Yeah.
We up against the break?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Steve's got his bit about the heat that we've been dealing with.
Are you drinking coffee?
You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a minute, folks. We'll see you. And we're back to live action after a quick break. It wasn't so quick, but there you go.
It felt like
it went on and on and on, didn't it? Anyway.
I went and knitted a sweater real quick.
All right. What do we got, Steve?
Well, hey, we're back to... I got in the mood, so here we go.
Before you get started, Steve, hold up. By the way, guys, we just launching our barbecue sauce. Fat Trucker barbecue sauce.
Delicious.
I also got the final sample today for the Three Fat Trucker rub. So if you guys are interested in any butt rub.
No, Dave's not coming to rub you guys.
Yeah. Don't be scared.
We could work something, but that charts extra.
That's true. But you guys
and
are
you
interested.
You have to sign some disclosure papers, too.
You're interested in trying some barbecue sauce or some barbecue rub, give us a shout out. Get a hold of us on any one of the main thousand ways. We're all on the internet, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, everything. Throw us a message and we'll hook you up with some.
I'll look through there during the day and I see my face a bunch of times. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. I got you programmed already. So
yeah. Well, anyways, it's been a while. Here we go. Three headlines to pick from, Bill. Pay attention. Only one is true, I think. Okay? Here we go.
Let's have it.
First one. Amish community stunned after a sheep gives birth to half man, half sheep baby. Number two. Man pulled into an MRI machine after he walked into an exam room wearing a chain necklace. Number three, canine sniffs out 10 baggies of cocaine inserted a man's rectum at Miami International.
I'm going with number three.
What's true, what's not true?
What's that?
You want to know what's true, what's not true?
Well, supposedly there's only one that's true, I'm is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Number three.
Number two.
Yeah, I was going to go with number two, but number three even sounds real, but number two.
10 bags is too much. It'd fall out if he's that loose.
Well, man, Dave's got doing a quantity joke.
Do you have experience? Now, have you tried 10
on.
Bags?
Now
your appointment's coming up, so I got to hear this. Like,
no, hold on, listen. This line here reminded me of a joke as I'm writing that line. Because there was a guy, I can't think of the comedian's name, he's talking about, he went out with a girl and they're sitting there getting to know each other on a blind date. And she goes, I need to tell you something. She says, I need to confess something. She goes, I've been arrested before for smuggling drugs. And she said, inside me. And he says, really? She goes, yeah, it was $4 million worth of whatever. And he's like, well, he says, I don't have a problem long as it's not $4 million worth of weed.
Yes.
It's a volume joke.
Yes.
Because it was that big. Yeah.
People are answering their answer on the live chat.
Are they? Well, I sort of went off of that so I could read the other thing. But what's it? What are they saying here? Let's see.
Two and three
is what they're thinking, huh?
Yep.
Well,
because I know number one, he didn't
have
rubber
boots on.
Dave,
how many bags did you get, Dave, on your experiment? You say you can't get 10.
Dave.
No, what throws it off is it doesn't say, it says a man, not a woman.
So what you're saying is men can...
Don't you remember the story I did with old Kinky Friedman that I had on there, Bill?
Right. So you're saying men can't handle as much up the ass as women can.
That's right. You're a bunch of tight ass.
I don't know, man.
The pride parades tell me different.
Well...
The pride parades that... all those guys are so proud.
Well, you're right, Malia. Then
some of those pictures I sent Steve a few years ago.
Yeah. That he's got saved for autopilot to send. Right. Number two is the true story.
Oh, well.
The story by Associated Press. Man pulled into MRI machine after he walked into an exam room wearing a chain necklace. Westbury, New York. AP. A man was pulled into an MRI machine in New York after he walked into the room wearing a large chain necklace, police said. The man, 61, had entered an MRI room while the scan was underway Wednesday afternoon at Nassau Open MRI. The machine's strong magnetic force drew him in by his metallic necklace, according to the Nassau County.
Good for him.
Did he die?
Police said that the incident resulted in a medical episode that left the man hospitalized in critical condition. Authorities did not release his name and did not have an update on the man's condition on Friday. The person who answered the phone at the Nassau Open MRI on Long Island declined to comment Friday. MRI machines employ a strong magnetic field that exerts very powerful forces on objects of iron, some steels, and other magnetizable objects, according to the National Institute of Biomedical Imaging and Bioengineering, which says the units are strong enough to fling a wheelchair across the room.
Wow.
But then you didn't have a plug in.
So can you imagine that?
So 10-1. 10-1 he had a neck tattoo. So maybe
at 61? Yeah, probably.
It doesn't seem to.
Nah, it's just these entitled people who think they don't have to take off or listen to directions. They're like, eh.
Man, I ain't taking off shit, man.
My chain be all right. I bet they won't even see it.
This is my drip, yo. This is my drip. Did I say that right? Kids in the comments. Did I say that right? This is my drip, yo. Shit. Y'all motherfuckers don't even know, man.
Anyway.
Take my damn chain off.
At least he didn't have a butt plug.
Take off these nuts. That's what you could take off. Take my chain off.
These nuts.
Take off these nuts.
Anyway, it's hot.
Sometimes you're going to get good shows out of us, folks. Sometimes we're just going to
depends how much you
phone them in.
How's everyone handling the heat out there? I know not all of you sit in the cab all day and never get out in the heat.
I wore pants a grand total of 90 minutes all week.
Underwear, too? Anyone got any tricks you use to keep cool during the dog days of summer?
Don't wear pants.
I remember trying to keep cool while chaining or strapping down loads, a cold, wet rag in your neck, a sweatband, a wide-brimmed hat to keep the sun off of you. There's new high-tech stuff now to keep you cool. They sell online in the stores now. I've seen a thing that goes on your neck and blows cool air on your head and neck like a little portable air conditioner. I got pictures on here, too. We can share. A small box that goes on your belt to blow air up inside your shirt to cool your whole body off. And these gel cooling rags that you wet down and freeze and are good for a couple hours. Well, these are things I've found. If you know of any other things in the market, drop us a line and tell us about it on live chat here. Yell it out. Here's to everyone keeping it cool on your stool. Be safe out there and God bless. Let's see if I can try and share my screen. Oh, look at this. Select. And I don't know which one it is.
I don't really have any tips about staying cool, but when I travel with a cooler all the time.
That and there is the one that goes around your neck.
They sell them at Love's.
Do they?
In Texas.
And nice. This right here, I just got my daughter one of these, and she's like, oh, it's great. So,
what do you do? Sit on that one?
Nope. Clip it on your belt right there, Dave. See? It blows air up in your shirt.
Yeah.
Or you can hang it around your neck, too.
You mean just a brand? You get a boat job driving down the road.
Mm-mm.
Listen to me.
For those of you checking out the podcast, go check out the YouTube because once again we're
or go to the showing, show notes. It'll be in the show.
Showing
notes.
Show notes.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like too cold of stuff. It's unnatural. But when I travel, like I keep my makeup bag in my cooler. Keep my deodorant and stuff in there.
Hey, there you
that
go.
That way I still can freshen up my deodorant. Don't melt.
Okay.
So I put that in my...
Where all do you put your deodorant?
Just under my arms. I'm not... Where else would you put
you
it?
You don't...
Well, they have that
There's
new
lots
stuff
of women that put it up
no,
under
No, I don't need all that weird...
Under your boobs for boob sweat. And
I do that.
No, okay. I just do that and throw the sweat.
No, I do under the boobs.
I just grab the sweat and throw it. I mean, it doesn't, it's like, whatever. Bring a couple extra t-shirts. I got Bill silent. He's
I like, cannot believe
how
Richie
I had,
on here.
Had to
boob
deal with
sweat. It's like, swap titty.
Oh,
that's where
I
you
just,
get our air fresheners from, boob sweat.
It,
exactly.
It has not escaped me how weak we've become as people because I grew up with no air conditioning whatsoever.
Well, like the old trucks you started out in, the old cab overs were the wing vent down there at your legs so the hair didn't get burned off your legs through your pants off the heat from the engine and yeah.
How
I
about
don't
when
use my air conditioner a lot. I actually roll my windows.
Are they ever going to bring wing
me
vents
too?
Back
if I'm
cars?
If I'm back if I'm driving by myself in my car, well, in my pickup truck, I will roll the windows down. That's just I don't know. I've got air conditioning in there. I just don't use it. It's
I don't
just not,
use mine either a lot.
But when I'm in the big truck, I do use it.
Because
I don't
there's
know
a lot of extra noise outside.
I suppose maybe because I don't think of the two things the same way. I'm not sure.
My truck is so cold. I literally some days have to put my pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't drive around my shorts. My knees get cold.
Dude, I used to sleep in Minnesota with the truck off and windows down. He ain't going to get me.
I've got to have that noise rumbling. I always have. All these years, I've had to have that noise, the engine rumbling.
Not me. Vibration. I turn it off and it's quiet and peaceful. And I'm like, oh.
I'm just too old school, I guess. I got to have that motor running.
He's not old school. He just can't break habits.
Well, that's the way I've always been.
It's a habit. So
even when I was owner operator for that short period of time, I had to have the motor running. I've never gotten a fuel bonus. I've worked at a handful of places.
Well, I wonder why.
Offered a fuel bonus. No, it's fine. It is what it is, you know. That air conditioner never has ran. Funny thing, you know, you turn that air conditioner on, no cold air comes out unless that motor's running.
Not on my truck.
Yeah, you got one of them pony motors. I've never had one of them. So, anyway.
The thing is, that pony he's got is like an old glue horse now.
Don't make fun of my little kid. It is getting old.
It's it ain't working at all right now, is it?
Well, we fixed it, but we broke it again, so we got to get it fixed again.
That's doing you a hell of a lot of good.
The mechanic broke it.
Yeah, well.
You know. Sometimes they're good at fixing stuff. Sometimes
they give, they take away.
They went and bought the new part, put the new part on, had it wrong, and then when you went to shut it off, it broke the new part. So now the new parts in my side box don't work no more, and we're back to it not working.
Dadgum.
Dadgum. And it's the fuel shutoff valve is all it is. So what do we got coming up here? What's coming up? What can people look forward to getting out of this? By the way, our TikTok
numbers. Looking forward to getting out of us, huh?
Our TikTok numbers are growing like hell. The two top guys on the screen are on there. The two bottom guys don't know nothing I'm talking about. You need to check it out. We are doing wonderful on there.
Guys, two top guys is me and Malia.
The two bottom guys are you and me.
On mine, I'm on.
And I've explained this until I'm blue in the face.
Well, anyways. August 1st and 2nd.
We're still
International Homecoming in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're going to be there.
We're
right,
like
babe?
A bunch of kids.
So that's the homecoming, August 1st and 2nd?
Yep, August 1st and 2nd.
And that's the weekend Dave gets to get his appointment. We're trying to work out, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Because everybody will be in.
Are they putting something in his butt? I got to know right now. Okay, good.
Get a hold of you?
I'll be there.
No, I have not got
a hold of you. I need everybody to be there.
Responded to her? Or she did she get a hold of you, though?
I haven't seen a message yet.
Okay, I'll say something to her again.
I will pay to get her there.
We already paid her. Malia,
I already paid her.
Oh, it's all said and done. Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, you guys.
Anybody wants to show up and put something in Dave's butt? Go ahead.
Hey.
No, Gina. Gina's got all the butt stuff down. She's gonna take care of him.
Well,
anyway,
save us, Steve.
Nebo, West Virginia. Me and Malia was there last year. Carrie Neal
Malia
Smith
and I.
The one that's running the show down there, I believe he did last year.
Yeah, that's when I found out you like wagons. It's like, Stevie and his
I'm going to be going, but I'll be whistling all the way down there.
Are you?
Why?
What are you going to whistle?
What's happening? You guys are slow on the jokes.
Well, no, your jokes just sucks, Dave.
If you're going to cram stuff up, my
don't make me make a video
little,
for you in the middle
sound
of the
like
night.
A beer bottle me driving down the road now.
No, it's not. It's going to sound like this.
It's hello.
Letting everybody know that you still got some retention, and I don't think so.
I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the opposite
no
of retention?
Off no more.
He's got a retention. Non-retentive.
But we'll be down there at Nebo at the truck stop. I'm trying to think of the name of the truck stop again. I don't have it in front of me here, but it was a fun time last year. Not a real big show, but mostly all the locals. It's for the Historical Society. Flatbed Red's part of her husband does and stuff and everything. So
yeah, they're
another,
part of that.
It's another chapter over there. I think this will be their sixth year or seventh year doing it, I think. So.
They're saying in the live chat that the show has made a bad turn to the left.
It has, but we're just
that's my little brother right there.
They're calling us lefties.
Yeah. Well, that is, speaking of which, that is our show, folks. We'll be back next week, where I promise it won't be any worse than this one was.
What was that song? Asleep at the Wheel?
Yeah. Well, you know, you're not going to get gold every week, folks. It's just mathematically.
Oh, we're just hoping for pewter.
We're just hoping something that'll make a hole in the wall when we throw
a little rock dust.
Yeah.
Rock dust.
We're just thankful Dave had a webcam microphone.
So you don't, so your coin boards don't stick to your leg when you're sweating, Dave.
That's true.
Rock dust.
Anyway, we'll be back. We'll be back next week. Hit us up on the socials. We're everywhere. And email the show, 3ftpodcast@gmail.org. Until then, I'm Bill.
And this is your burning fuel, grabbing gear, steering wheel, truck driving, Dave going down the highway.
Daggum old diesel dog dumbass interstate idiot.
And I'm like the girl. I'm just the girl. Just the girl. I don't know why I work
just
to support
the man,
these guys.
Steve. And thanks for stopping by. Have a safe week.
Have a good one, folks.
We'll see ya.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.